Hello? Yeah, how many of those?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve. I'm actually looking for Martin. You available?
Yep.
Hey, Martin. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, I know you're probably busy. I'm not trying to take much of your time here. I'm actually just trying to follow up with you on something. Sent out an offer to you about like 2.5 weeks ago to see if you had seen that, come across your desk or anything like that. It was through direct mail, so I'm sure you guys get these all the time and really just end up tossing them, which is understandable. But it was actually based off of some prior financing you guys did with new equipment. Does that ring a bell at all?
What's that?
Yeah. You guys did some kind of financing with new equipment, like back in 2013.
I've been using new equipment since 2002.
Oh, right on. How's that relationship with you guys? Pretty good?
Yep.
All
I
right.
need money, I call them up, and I get it 10% down, and I'm golden.
Hey, there you go. Well, all right. Well, you know, just based off of that lending history, I mean, you guys have, it's pretty strong. So the offer that we sent out to you guys is actually a pre-approval to see if you guys have any kind of needs right now or sometime in the future, if there's any time of the year you guys do that kind of thing.
No, I'm good for now.
Yeah, okay. Is there any time of the year that you look to do that?
No, I'm not looking to do nothing.
Okay.
What's your, just out of curiosity, I will say this. What are your interest rates?
There's a lot of factors that go into that. We don't have like a certain set. What I mean, if you were looking to do something, we have a lot of different programs. I mean, it's different. I mean, if you're looking to buy on equipment, we have, you know, equipment financing, which is your normal typical loan. So, you know, those are in the mid single digits. You know, we have working capital, which is unsecured cash. So, I mean, if you have your own bank and you've been doing business with them for like 17 years or something like that, of course they're going to give you like a 3% rate. But, you know, they've been doing business with you forever, and, you know, ours is unsecured cash, so it might be a little bit more. But, you know, if you have something that's coming up and you guys need to, you know, make some money off of the borrowing money, then there's, you know, it actually helps.
No, so, I was just thinking if I was to buy new equipment,
yeah,
buy something different, what your interest rate would be if I were to go that route.
Well, yeah, I mean, just like I said, you know, are you still doing business with new equipment? Oh, yeah, you are.
Okay.
Is that that's who you normally go through for, financing?
Normally, if I go to buy something different, I just call them up and, like, look, this is what I need. Here's my 10% down. Is that all we need? Yep, we're golden. Sign the papers, and I'm out of there. I mean, it's very simple, very quick, cut and dry. This is your interest rate. This is what you're paying. Bada boom, bada bing.
Yeah, that's nice. That sounds good. Yeah, I mean, what's your rate with them?
What's that?
What's your rate with them?
I'm thinking it's 12 or 14%.
On equipment?
Yep.
Okay. Wow, okay. Yeah, I mean, we can, you know, we're very competitive in what we do. I mean, if you're looking to bring on equipment, are you looking to bring on equipment?
Possibly, but I'm looking at, let's just say, $50,000.
All right. Yeah, I mean that's really good. I mean, what do you think your credit's at right now?
All right. See ya. My credit.
Yeah, because normally, you know, with our equipment financing, it's a little bit. It looks more into your credit more so than.
It's between 650 and 700, I would say.
All right. So that's perfect. So, yeah, I mean, based off of what you just told me right there, I mean, you'd probably, you know, get a really good program with us. I mean, if you're ever wanting to look, you know, like at competitive prices against, you know, new equipment, I guarantee you could probably beat them, because we do have a meet or beat policy, and, you know, we do a lot of equipment financing. I mean, that's pretty much our bread and butter and things like that. So if you want to, I mean, when were you looking to bring on this equipment, maybe?
I'm not sure. I'm just kind of kicking the idea around. So, I mean, I'm not positive.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to... It's like, you know what, if I am going to, what can I do, what kind of, sometimes there's always a catch. Well, hey, we got to have a weekly payment of so much money every week. Well, screw that, I'm not paying everybody every week. You know, once a month, da-da-da, whatever. Interest rates, what are they? They 6%, they 10%, they 5%, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want no sneaky backstabbing. I want upfront, And like I said, I've been dealing with new equipment for 14 years. I walked down there, I walked in the door, I said, hey, this is what I need. This is what I'm looking to buy. Here's my 10% down. Is this a deal? Sure. Sign the paper and I'm out the door. But with everybody with the interest rates being as low as they are, once again, I got to look out for my bottom line. If I can get something for 6% or 7, 8% versus 12 or 14, where am I going to go?
Yeah,
I'm going to cut that interest rate way down.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But like I said, I pay them every month right on the clockwork, and bada boom, bada bang, it's done. And
yeah, I mean, that sounds good. I mean, that's a good situation right. You're in.
But I'm kicking the idea around about possibly buying a different trailer, so.
All right, on. What are you going to use the trailer for?
I haul cars for a living.
Okay, right on. Are you going to make some, how much money are you planning on making by getting a new trailer? You gonna double the revenue or anything?
Am I gonna double? No.
Okay. No. Do you have any trailers on right now?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're really serious about, you know, maybe think about bringing on a trailer. Yeah, I mean, our rates are pretty good on the equipment financing. You know, like I said, mid single digits. I mean, there obviously are a couple factors that go into it. You know, your credit. You just told me your credit. When's the last time you looked at your credit?
I haven't looked at my credit in a long time.
All right. Well, I mean, if it's, you know, if you say it's about 680 to 700, I mean, that's pretty good. So, I mean, you definitely get qualified for one of our top tiers. So that'd be good, too. So, I mean, we could always, if you want me to, I can just send you some information through email. And then that way you'd take a look at us. You know, I can follow up with you. When were you really thinking about doing this?
I'm not sure if I'm going to do it this year. I'll do it next year. The first thing that needs to take place is, for one, I need to make sure I got the bank on my side, which, like I said, I know new equipment is. I haven't talked to them. I paid the trailer off that I got leased with them right now, so that trailer is all totally 100% paid for, so it's all mine now. So I can actually sell that trailer and put that money as a down payment, or buy this new trailer possibly if I want, and then sell that trailer and then put all that money towards that loan or whatever the case may be, or just make my payments and take that money and put it in the bank. You know, it's hard to tell what I'm going to do, but am I going to wait it out, wait till this winter is over with? I might just do that, because that way I don't got a new trailer getting all rusty out on the road.
Sure, I understand.
The other thing that needs to happen is I need to find a trailer that I want.
Yeah.
That, you know, tickles my fancy, because the one I got right now don't, and I don't want to buy another trailer and be stuck with it for 5 years till it's paid for and it ain't what I want. I kind of bought it thinking, yeah, cool, this is going to work out slick for me, and it don't work so slick for me. So I've been suffering for 5 years with a stupid thing that I don't like.
That sucks. Okay. What was I going to ask you?
But yeah, I just need to find the trailer first, and that's why I said I know what these trailers go for used. I've already done some looking. I've already done a little bit of sneak peeking around, and I can already tell you what they're cost, because a brand new one's 70 to 90,000. So I already know what some of these are running used.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, are you looking to get a used one, or are you looking to get a new one?
Used. I don't want to pay that ungodly amount of money.
Yeah, I gotcha. The nice thing with us, you know, is we do, you know, a lot of banks don't even deal with used equipment. You know, that's the nice thing with us, too, is that we do actually deal with used equipment. So that's another nice thing with us, too. And, yeah, I mean, we have, you know, five-year programs, you know, if you're looking to do that kind of thing. What was I going to ask? I was going to ask you something, too.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm looking at the trailers right now as we're talking, so I can give you a rough idea, but go ahead.
Oh yeah. About the trailer. I mean, how much do you think you'd make on getting the trailer?
What do you mean? How much I make a year?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll give you a rough estimate, $150,000 a year.
Okay. So I mean that, yeah, we'd definitely be able to do this, some equipment for you. Okay. Because you said you wanted to sell your other trailer too. Do you just want to sell it just to pay off the other, you know, if you were going to get another one, that way you could just pay it off, the loan?
Depends on what my payments are. Depends on, I mean, there's a lot of variables. I mean, yeah. I might sell the trailer, I might sell the trailer and decide I want a different tractor. I may be like, hey, you know what? I got 20 grand here. And if I sell my tractor for 15, 20 grand, I can take 40 grand and go buy me another nice tractor, and it would be practically paid for. So then I'm still just got a trailer payment. I mean, there's a lot of variables in what I might do in the next year.
Okay. Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. Do you ever take advantage of the 179?
What do you mean?
On the tax return?
I couldn't tell you because I don't do my taxes. I pay a guy to do them.
Oh, gotcha. Well, are you familiar with the 179 at all?
Nope.
All right. So what that means is pretty much is like at the end of the year, you know, if you guys owe a lot of money on taxes and things like that, you guys purchase equipment to fill that gap of how much you guys owe, like let's say you have $100,000 that you owe towards taxes, and you purchase a $50,000, you know, a trailer that you're going to get. Now you can deduct that from your taxes. Now you don't owe that $50,000 on that tax. So all you owe is really $50,000 instead of $100,000. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, I deal with a lot of business owners all day long. And, I'm pretty much, you know, a finance associate. I help you guys, you know, with a lot of decision making and things like that, just because I deal with you guys all the time. And, you know, that's the person I want to be. I want to help. I want to build a relationship. I want to make your business grow. You know, I'm not trying to really just sell anything. I'm just really trying to help you guys out. And, you know, the 179, a lot of people take advantage of that because at the end of the year, if you owe a lot of taxes, you know, purchase that equipment. That way it knocks down how much you really owe on the tax.
Right.
I don't know if that makes sense at all, but that's pretty much just
See, like I'm looking at a trailer right here. I just looked at one. It was the 08, and you want $52,000 or $48,000 for it. This one here is the 14, and they want $58,000. So I'd probably offer them a little bit less than $58,000. But I mean, it's almost brand new. It's a 14.
Oh, it's a 14. I thought you said 15.
Yep, this one here is a 14 that I'm looking at.
Okay.
I want to. What would my payments be on? Just say my credit's at 670.
670.
And I need to borrow 58. You know, I don't know if you want a down payment of 10% like they do or not, but.
Well, you know, like all the down payment and all that term and all that stuff, that's really up to my underwriters. I mean, they're definitely going to get you the best program, and that's what I'm here to, is like I actually talk with them every single day. So every person I deal with, you know, I definitely get you the best rate and everything like that. I can't tell you a certain number. I wish I could. I can be more closer on like the kind of rate with their equipment. You know, like I said, mid-single digits. Other than that, I don't know exactly what your payments would be. But you know, if you're interested in doing it, you know, and you want to make some money off of this, and I know the end of the year, is the fiscal year coming up for you, or is it like the calendar year for you too?
No, end of the calendar year for me.
All right. Yeah, I mean, if you want to take advantage of this, man, and you want to make some money off of this, you know, I can send you some information, you know, and you want to really see what you can get qualified for. I mean, the nice thing with us is that, you know, we can get you funded pretty fast. So, I mean, if you want to do it quick, if you want to wait a while, I mean, because even if we get you approved and things like that, you do have 90 days to take that offer. So, I mean, you don't have to take it right away. Even if you're shopping around and things like that, I would say don't pull the trigger on any of those, because I guarantee you that we can beat them. Just like how you've been doing business with new equipment, I promise you, you're telling me that you're financing equipment at 15% or something like that, 14%.
Right.
That's pretty high. So, you know, I don't know why you'd be financing at that. I don't know the whole story, but, you know, you know, we have to take a look at the health of the business and things like that. I mean, the nice thing with us, too, is that, you know, we look at the gross annual sales. You said you're doing about 150 a year. So, you know, we can look at that, too. So that's a cool thing with us. So, I mean, I can send you definitely send you some information. And if you want, send it back to me. And that way I can take a look at it. And, you know, actually really give you more hard numbers instead of just giving you, like, these little mid-single digit words. I can give you really hard numbers, and, like, that way, you know, I won't do anything until you're ready, and then I'll be in contact with you and everything. And, you know, even if you're ready to pull the trigger, like, later, then that way I can send it off to my underwriters. And that way I already have all of your paperwork and all that stuff, so you don't have to gather it and things like that. So even if you want to take like a couple of days to maybe send it over to me, you know, it's all up to you.
Right.
But, you know, I would definitely, you know, I would love to work with you and do business with you. I mean, we definitely, we didn't pull you out of a hat or anything. You know, we pre-selected you. You know, we actually researched you and made sure that you actually had some good lending history with them. So that's why we're actually calling you, just to maybe see if you want to do business with us. And I mean, you don't have to get rid of new equipment or anything like that. We're just a secondary resource of funds. And I don't know if you know, but, you know, since 2008, it's really hard to get some lending. And a lot of business owners right now are doing, you know, multiple sources for funding. So.
Right.
So we could do that for you if you want.
Yeah, it don't really matter. I mean, I'm just sitting back, relaxing, and just kind of looking right now, just picking my brain to see why would I want to go buy a new trailer right now and then run it this winter and have it rust and get all salt and corroded, or wait. That's what I'm thinking right now.
Do you do anything for the winter, or is it...
No.
Like, do you shift your focus at all, or no?
Nope. I work year-round and doing the same thing.
I gotcha. Why do you think it would sit in rust? Are you not gonna? Are you not that busy in the wintertime?
Just driving down the road in the wintertime.
Oh, I gotcha. Yo, you guys are Michigan too. Do you guys use salt, or do you guys use
salt?
Okay.
No, we use the stuff that's worse than salt. I'd rather use salt. They use that stupid.
That. yeah, I know what you're talking about. What is that called? It's called chloride or something like that.
Yep, calcium chloride.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was born in Colorado, so like I know all about that stuff. It kills the environment. It's crazy. Yeah. Well, let me do this. Let me just send you the email with some information. If you want, send the paperwork to me. You know, it'll take a couple weeks to get that to me. I mean, you don't have to do it right away. That way, I already have it. And then, if you want to pull the trigger, you know, give me a call and be like, "Hey, let's do it."
All right.
You want to do that?
Yeah, I can.
All right, what's a good email for you, Martin?
Mitten, MITTEN, Express.
Okay.
Number 2 at yahoo.com.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I'll send that, you know, and then you don't have to get it right back to me right away. I mean, it's cool if you do. That way I can give you more hard numbers, and that way you can have a little bit of time to think about it. And then we can go from there. I mean, we're a relationship-based bank too. So, I mean, we're not trying to do one deal. Like, that's not going to keep our doors open. So, I mean, we want to do stuff like over a long time. Just like you said with new equipment, like how you call them up and like, "Hey, I need some money." That's us too. So, we want to do that with you.
All right.
So I'll send this right here, probably in the next 5 minutes. And then if you want to, at least just send like the application, you know, that way I can start, you know, just open a file for you and get you going.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, man. Oh, hey, by the way, do you, since you've been looking at the trailer, do you have a vendor already or anything?
What do you mean?
Like, who are you buying it from, or who you've been looking to get it from?
Yeah. If I buy it, it's probably going to be from a private individual.
Okay. All right.
It's hard to tell what I'm going to do. When I find one, I just found two on here, but there's something about them that I don't like, but they are newer and they're nicer than mine, but it's kind of what I want, but it's really not what I want. So it's like, why bother? So it's just, I probably won't buy new. And if I buy new, then it would be from a vendor or it would be from a company.
Okay. But it's used, so that's why you're going through a private.
Right.
Okay. The only reason I ask that is because if you go through him or a vendor or anything like that, we're just going to need an invoice to see how much it is and things like that. So I'm sure you probably don't really know that. So,
yeah.
All right, man. Let me send you this email and then, just get back to me. I'll follow up with you next week. Is that be okay? Or what do you want to do?
I mean, you do what you want to do, but cause like I said, I may not do nothing for a couple weeks and I might not do nothing until next year, but I'll just get the paperwork and take a look at it, see what I'm looking for. Because like I said, some of these trailers don't come online for sale right away. Sometimes they do. Sometimes you get lucky. The ones I saw on there last week ain't on there, and they changed the website. So I'm trying to figure out the website of why. But just is what it is.
All right.
I'm just looking right now.
Yeah, I got you. I understand
that.
All right.
See ya.
Thanks, Mark.